Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Welcome, welcome everyone to the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Jen Bunk here. Welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. I am CEO of the People Stack, and we are here to help you, to help tech managers build your dream career. So for those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can see the beautiful White Mountains in the background there. We are at stop number one on our epic road trip across the great good old US of A. We'll be taking several months to travel across the country. We are spending the heat of July in Northern New England because there is no better place to spend the heat of July than Northern New England. And it just so happens to be really close to where we used to be living in the Boston area. So that's where we're starting. So we are here to inspire you. We are here to show you that you can absolutely build your dream, that you can absolutely get unstuck from the career hell that you are in right now, from feeling unrecognized, feeling underpaid, feeling undervalued, feeling overworked. We don't want you to feel any of those things anymore. So we are here to share the truth with you about how to get unstuck and to finally up-level your tech career. So today I'm going to be sharing the three warning signs that your tech career is headed for disaster. How do you ensure, how do you make certain that as you're on this journey toward creating the best career, creating the best impact, creating the best freedom, living the best life for yourself, how do you make sure that when you're on this journey, you're moving in the right direction? You have to heed the warning signs. You have to pay attention to the signs that are saying, turn around, try something different. And what happens is people often think that these warning signs mean that it's working. Like the signs say, detour, turn around, road construction, road closed, do not enter, stop, make a U-turn. And tech managers, you're thinking that means, okay, I'm going to keep heading in this direction because you're not seeing them as warning signs. So I want to really, really make sure that you are dialed into what the actual warning signs are so that you can pay attention to them, not struggle over them. We don't want you to struggle, so that you can pay attention to them and notice them and then change. They're there. Those warning signs are there to give you feedback when to change. Just like when you're driving and it says, do not enter, detour, right? Usually that means, sometimes there's exceptions, which, you know, which is actually the problem. You think that you're the exception. You think that if you're experiencing these things that, oh no, that's fine, I'm just going to keep moving in this direction because I'm the exception and it's all going to be fine with me. But no, 9 times out of 10, when you see the warning signs, it means you need to change what you're doing. You need to change directions. And I don't want to see you struggle anymore. I don't want to see you living anything less than your best life anymore. So here we go. What are the three warning signs? Number one, it's been 2 years or more since you've gotten more than a 10% raise. It's been 2 or more years since you've gotten more than a 10% raise. So in other words, you've gotten maybe a 5% raise or an 8% raise, something like that. But for a couple of years, when you look back at the raises that you've gotten, they've all been less than 10%. That is absolutely a warning sign that you are not making the best impact that you can possibly be making, and that you are not evangelizing your excellence and your team's excellence enough that you're getting paid for the actual work that you're doing, for the quality of work that you're doing, for the impact that you are making, for the change that you are making on the tech community, for the company that you are working for. Because anything less than 10% really isn't a raise. It's just keeping up with inflation. And at your level, for most of you, you've been a technical manager, you've been in technical leadership for years, and you're at that precipice. And if you stall, what's going to happen if you stall? You may only have 5, 10, maybe 15 years left until you retire. And if you stall, you're going to keep stalling. And you're not going to be able to rebuild that momentum again. And I know that you want to be able to retire, not just with dignity, for sure, but you want to be able to retire and have the freedom to take a road trip or two or three and have the finances and have the nest egg to be able to treat your family and all the things you know that they deserve. So if you're not keeping up with your earning potential, you are missing out on so much that is available in your life. So if you've been going year after year after year with maybe a 5% raise or an 8% raise, and maybe there was a 10 or 15% raise in there, if you really, really remember, oh yeah, way back 15 years ago, I got that 15% raise when I first started my career. This is a warning sign. And here's the thing. People often don't think that this is a warning sign. I have heard clients say, oh, no, you're going to see the most salary growth in the very beginning of your career. But after you've been in your career for 5-10 years, don't expect more than 5%. Well, you can certainly live your life that way if you wanted to. But what I'm telling you is that if you want to build your dream career and you want to build a dream of impact and freedom and joy and balance, you have to pay attention to your earnings. You have to. So get real about it. If you are drastically underpaid, if you are sorely underpaid, pay attention to it. And then it's time to change the actions that you're taking. It's time to try something new, try something different. Go outside of your comfort zone. Do it scared. Because that's the only way that you're going to break out of the financial shell that you're in right now, that sort of comfort zone of, oh, I've been making $150K a year for the past 10 years. I'm good here. If you don't change anything and you don't change the way that you approach, for example, evangelizing your excellence, you're going to stay stuck at that level for the rest of your career. So that's warning sign number one, is that you haven't gotten more than a 10% raise in 2 years or more. Warning sign number two that your career is headed for disaster is that over the last few years, your day-to-day tasks and duties and responsibilities have not changed. They have not changed. When you take a look at the last year or two or three, and you look back at that and you say, wow, you know what? My day-to-day is pretty much the same. I have meetings all day long. I have the same kinds of responsibilities and the tasks that I'm doing. I'm still using the same task management system. My what I'm responsible for is still pretty much the same. My responsibilities have not gotten to be more. In other words, I don't have more power. I'm not actually a leader. Even though some of you, over these last few years, you may have gotten a title bump. You may have even gotten a raise. It may have even been more than 10%. But if you're still doing the same kinds of things, despite the fact that maybe you've gotten a raise or you've gotten that title bump or two or three, then that is a warning sign you're heading for career disaster, because that also means you're staying within your comfort zone of what you're doing and what actions you're taking on a day-to-day basis. And that means that you're not making the amount of impact that you possibly can be. It means that you're stuck in a certain behavioral mode of day in, day out, eat, sleep. It's kind of like wake up, eat, work, sleep, work some more, sleep, repeat. I added another sleep there. Work, eat, sleep, repeat. Work, eat, sleep, repeat. Work, eat, sleep, repeat. You're stuck in that mode and you've conditioned yourself that this is just the way life is. Again, the danger here in these warning signs is that you don't think they're warning signs, that you're just doing the same thing day in and out, same thing day in and out. Have you ever once in a while, there's like, oh my God, cool project. I get a lot of responsibility here. Cool. It's really high profile and I'm going to do this and I'm going to get no recognition for it. Okay, fine. Now I'm just going to go back to the day to day. And maybe every once in a while, it's like that. But look, at the end of the day, if 90% of what you're doing is the same as it was 2-3 years ago, that is a warning sign. Some people say, oh, well, that's what it is. It's the daily grind, man. That's why they call it the daily grind. That's not a warning sign. That's what everybody else is doing. Why are you complaining? But it's like, no. I'm not complaining. I just know what my potential actually is. And I'm aware when I get stuck in these zones of behavioral stuckness, when I get stuck in this same thing day in and day out. And it's really, really hard to get unstuck from that if you don't even realize that you're stuck in it. So I'm here to give you that clarity. I'm here to show you that if you really take a good look in the mirror and say, you know what? If I look at my calendar now versus a year ago, it's the same. I'm spending my time in the same ways. Time is one of our most precious resources. And really what we want to be happening is that we're leveraging our time even more, even more, even more as we move towards retirement, as we move toward what's next, not just spending it in the same way. Otherwise, that's why you're stuck, is because you think that living the daily grind is the only way to live. And I promise you it's not. Because what our clients recognize is that if you want to climb this mountain, you have to climatize. You have to stretch the boundaries of what you're capable of, and then you get used to it, and then you stretch them a little bit more, and then you get used to it, and you have proven systems and proven support behind you so that you could do it safely, and you can do it in a way that's sustainable, and you can do it in a way that feels wonderful and have awesome amounts of impact. So if your day-to-day, your daily tasks, your daily duties, your daily responsibilities, your daily calendars, your daily meetings look the same as they did last year, that is a warning sign you're headed for career disaster, and that means you need to change course. That means that you need to change the kind of actions that you're taking. The third warning sign that you're headed for career disaster is that essentially you're feeling stuck in your career, like there's no way out. That's the number one thing that we hear our clients telling us. I feel stuck. I'm stuck in my career. I'm stuck at this level. I can't get to the next level of pay, next level of impact, next level of responsibility, next level of leadership, next level in job title, next level in terms of what I know I'm capable of. I am stuck. And what's usually happening here is you're chasing information. You're chasing trends. So maybe you're going on Slack and talking to a whole bunch of other people who are very well-meaning, but they're not experts. So they're the ones who were going to tell you, stop complaining. Why don't you just accept that you're going to stay at this level until you retire? You're chasing information. You're reading all the leadership books. You're watching all of the YouTube videos. You're joining Facebook groups. We're going out more now. Maybe you're going to more meetups and talking to other people who are very nice and you're very, very grateful to have them as friends, but they're just continuing to condition even more. They're continuing to give you more reasons why maybe being stuck is all that there is. Maybe this is as good as it gets. And so you're chasing, but you know that little voice inside of you is like, no, there's more. I know I'm capable of more in my career. I know I'm capable of more income and freedom and impact and joy and balance. And so what you do is you chase information and you chase trends. You say, oh, I'm going to go do what everybody else is doing, or I'm going to go do what that person's doing, or I'm going to read. You're doing it like it's the stock market. What's the latest trend? And I'm going to go invest in that and cross my fingers and hope that it works. That is not the way that we want you building a sustainable, powerful, wealthy career in life, abundant career in life. We don't want you to use the cross your fingers method. No way. No how. So that's a warning sign. So if you're feeling stuck, like there's no way out, and if you're feeling like, yeah, you know what? If I'm really honest with myself, I am chasing information. I'm just chasing the trends and it's not working. And I just feel like I'm spinning in circles as opposed to heading up the career mountain. And so that, again, that means it's time to change and shift the way that you think about your career. Shift it and be more intentional and say, hang on a second. I'm not just going to do what other people are doing. I'm going to get really clear about what I want. And then I'm going to follow a proven system that has worked for hundreds of other technical managers so that I can do this in a sustainable way and in a fun way. And in a way that is absolutely going to get me unstuck from salary hell, from the work, eat, sleep, repeat nonsense, and from this feeling of being under-recognized, undervalued, overworked, burnt out, and you get to escape that. And the only way that you escape that is by taking different kinds of actions than you are right now. So that's the thing I want you all to just be really, really aware of right now, is that if you are seeing one, two, or even all three of these warning signs in your career, that's not the real problem. The real problem is that you haven't shifted yet in the kind of actions that you're taking. And usually the reason that you haven't shifted to take different kinds of actions, to heed these warning signs and change directions in your career and do something different, is that you don't know. You don't know what else to do. All you know how to do is chase information, chase trends, and ask your friends. So that's why we're here. We're here to give you a different way, a new way of looking at your career in a much more intentional, much more mindful, much more sustainable, much more systematic way so that you can actually build your dream career, not somebody else's. Because if you are not intentionally building your dream career, you are building somebody else's because you're just reactive to the environment as opposed to saying, here's what I want and I'm going to go create it. And that's what we're here to help you to do. So if you're ready to do that, I want you to book a call with my team immediately, thepeoplestack.com/book. Enter your, first it's going to ask you to enter your time zone. So if you're like us, maybe your time zone might be changing from time to time, and that's cool. So enter your time zone. And then you're going to enter your name and your email, pick a time that works for you, and then it's going to end up on your calendar. It's going to end up on my team's calendar, and you're going to talk with one of my expert career strategists who's going to help you get really clear on what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, we're going to tell you. We're going to show you how. That's what these calls are about. It's about getting clarity once and for all, fixing all of the career wobbles, all of the career wrinkles, all of the career nonsense, so that you can heed to these warning signs and pay attention to them in a mindful way, in a powerful way, and fix them once and for all, not just quick fix. So if you're just looking for quick fixes, right? If you're just like, just tell me the three things that I want to do. You know, tell me the three things to do. I don't need to do a call with you. I don't need to invest in myself. I don't want to invest any time. Just tell me the three things to do already. This is not for you. We're not here to quick fix. Because what are we talking about here? We're talking about building your dream career. We're talking about transforming the way that you work and live and show up as a leader. This does not happen in a second. It means committing. It means taking the time. I mean, it's having the conversation with experts. That's why we're here, to figure out what is really going wrong in your career, getting to the root cause of it. That's what we are here to help you to do. So book that call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Heed the warning signs, my friends. When you are not getting paid enough, not getting more than 10% raises, when your tasks, your daily tasks, duties, and responsibilities are not changing, when your calendar looks exactly the same as it did 2-3 years ago, when you're feeling stuck and just chasing information and chasing trends, it is time to change the actions you are taking towards creating the career that you want. Bye for now. Talk to you again soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.